Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. So today I want to talk about pausing and reflecting. So I don't know exactly why, but it seems like everyone that I'm chatting with is feeling like they're not doing enough, or what they're doing is wrong, or they don't have enough time to do everything. And there's an energy of maybe urgency or having to push through. And what I do wonder is, are we all just tired? Like, in our soul tired? I know by the time it gets dark so early and it feels so extra dark, so I know that has a lot to do with it. Ooh, I need to get out my happy light. That would probably help me. So I have to make a note, because otherwise I will forget about getting out my happy light. And so I'm wondering if we are just in this energy of it's all feeling like too much and we need to take a pause. So I have so many things I'm working on and so many things I want to do, and I get, like, I'm excited and I'm happy, but then I feel like there's not enough hours in the day, because I just feel like that it's an energy that I'm feeling, and I'm not exactly sure how to put it into words. But I do know that everyone I've talked to in the last little while is feeling the same kind of thing. So what can we do about this? We can take a pause and say, you know what? It's okay if I don't get that done. It's okay. Oh, because we're all feeling behind on everything. That's the energy I was looking to put into words. I totally feel behind on everything. And yet, because we've had such nice weather, I'm actually ahead on a lot of stuff. But again, we get into that pattern of being so judgmental of ourselves. And so then we feel behind, and we feel like we should be doing more. But what if we're simply too tired and we need that time to pause and reflect and make sure we have joy? So I want you to, like, think about your priority list or your to-do list and the things that you're like, oh, I want to get to that, but I haven't had the time. Because one thing that I want you to be aware of, too, is your energy. I know that when I have my list and I'm like, I don't feel like doing that, and then energetically something might shift or I do something else, and then energetically I feel like, oh, I can do that now. And it's interesting. Are you paying attention to yourself? Are you making sure you're drinking enough fluids if you need to, or eating healthy foods? Or are you feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, soul fatigued, that you're reaching for the crappy stuff, and I'm looking in a mirror on this, energetically not providing you with what you need to have the energy to do the things you want to do? I mean, there's so much chaos in the world, and spiritually, emotionally, mentally, we can get caught up in it and fatigued. And then physically, because it seems like we're working hard, but we're not getting ahead. So let's shift that slightly. Let's look at the things that are good. I mean, for me, my Mindful Monday group, we went around the room and talked about things that bring us joy. And it, family, and for me it's my pets too, all my livestock, everybody. I just go out and hang out there when I'm feeling like, huh, life is becoming too much. I need a reset. Vent things out, right? Find ways to vent it. If you have to write it down and burn it, if you need to walk on a treadmill and have a little chat about everything that's bothering you and stomp it out. I love stomping. That's my thing. I have a stair stepper, as you all know, and then I also stomp in my pasture. And right now there's hardly any snow, so that's delightful. Every morning when I go out and do chores, I stomp if I'm feeling a little energetically crunchy and I need to work some stuff out. And crystals. Right now I have a shungite in my hand because I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling energetically depleted because of my empath stuff. And so I'm going to advise you just to be aware of that. You need to make sure you're taking care of yourself while you're taking care of everybody else. And pause and reflect. I was feeling stuck in that, you know, what is going on? Why can't I get this done? Why can't I work on this? Well, because the project that I'm working on is not a minor project, right? And I need the time and the space to do it. And I've had pets that I've had to take to the vet because they made poor choices. Talking about you, Mr. Donatello Cat. I had to say goodbye to a pet this week. Broke my heart, but got to do what I got to do. My dad's not feeling the best. I'm super worried about that. And so when you pause and reflect and think about all the things that are actually going on in your life, no wonder you're feeling fatigued. So then we say, okay, write them all down. Do whatever you need to do to acknowledge that for your own self. And then look at the good things. My kids are doing great at university. They're happy. I saw them on the weekend. I'm actually going to see them again this weekend. My cows are happy and sassy. So are my horses. I'm getting a lot of love from them when I go out and take the time. So carve out the time and acknowledge and do it with awareness, the things that make you happy. Have lunch with a friend. I have to say, my Mindful Monday group is so soul nourishing. And I want everyone to find that. What can you do or what can you create in your life that nourishes your soul? Because we are navigating so many challenges, and we need to replenish our energy in some way. It's easy to be grouchy. It's easy to get caught up in all the things that are hard and work through those, process it, move on, but find the things that nourish your soul because we got them. It's okay. And it's okay to need some time. It's okay to give yourself some time. And pause and reflect. So the oracle cards that keep coming up lately are a lot of along that same line. Like, you are doing okay. Even when you feel like you're not. And don't get caught in that downward spiral, right? Make sure that you can shift. It is hard. It just is. The guided imagery I'm going to do today is the wisdom within and the best self. I'm excited because we need to remember and tap into our best selves. Even though we are very hard on our best selves, but still. Let's do it. You need all your tools, right? If you've been on this spiritual journey with me, we need to get our tools, and we need to be using them. And we forget about some of our tools, right? And so you need to remember. Clarity and confidence. If I could give everybody one gift, it would be clarity and confidence. And the other things that are coming up a lot is how do we not take things personally? Which is so much a challenge, right? So much a challenge. Everybody's dealing with stuff, and yeah. How not to take it personally. Yeah. So ground your energy. Break energy, zip chakras, do something so that ask if it's yours, right? If somebody's snappy at you, it might not have anything to do with you. Or maybe you need to be snapped at. Our shadow sides are also very prevalent right now, right? How dare you? How could they? Right? We're human. And we're dealing with some stuff that's just, at times, completely overwhelming. We tend to get caught in overthinking because we just really want solutions. But we need the clarity and confidence and ground our energy to find those solutions that maybe they're a little different than anything we've done before. And that's okay, but it can certainly feel uncomfortable, right? So give your, and you know what? It's almost December. So giving yourself some pauses, some time to enjoy the things that you love while still doing all the rest, because it has to be done. And make sure you're giving yourself some self-compassion and some gifts in that. Okay, I just want to check because my guided imagery is the wisdom within and your best self. And so it's comforting, and then it's connecting you to some messages. So I just did this a similar one on my Mindful Monday group, and then I had some crazy interesting dreams after, which is part of where you're going to get your messages if you want them. Or no, not if you want them. That's not the way to put it. It is a way to get messages. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear, and notice what you notice. We are getting messages, and sometimes we're so caught up or we're so overwhelmed that we miss them. And so you want to pay attention, right? All right. So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds just to shake up your energy, and then we're going to do this guided imagery. All right. Okay, so giving yourself the gift of this time and space. Go ahead and close your eyes if that's comfortable for you, or just let your gaze soften if that feels better. And let's take those three big deep breaths now, slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. And just settling your body as you are knowing you can adjust at any time if you need to for more comfort. Simply allowing that distinct sort of sinking down into the solid support beneath you. And your body just begins to let go now. It's been waiting, and now is the time. It's here, just letting go. Giving yourself this gift. Now that you've done those three big deep breaths, you'll know the shift is beginning to happen while your normal, natural rhythm of breathing is occurring. And right now, there's no more of the hubbub. This is your special relaxing time, your comforting time. And this is where you get to drift away. And just breathing. This is where you can leave it all behind for now and go into that altered state of time and space that allows you to be serene and tranquil and, oh, so very comfortable. And even though you love it all, the people, the places, the activity you've been enjoying, now give yourself this gift of just drifting away, and it's time to recenter yourself, regroup yourself into the calm confidence that you can possess with your thoughts. Even when you do go back out there in all the activity with the people, the places, you'll go with a clarity and confidence. And so now it's time to move out of the crowd and just get into this deep, comfortable relaxation with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, letting go and turning your attention to your feet, allowing yourself and giving permission for this comfortable relaxation to flow all around and all through, and sort of bring along with it a soothing feeling of comfort as it progresses from your toes to your heels, ankles, calves to knees, and to your thighs. As you become aware of your legs relaxing, and a deep inner calm begins to form and strengthens and deepens with every breath. This soothing feeling of comfort, along with the relaxation sensation, begins to move up in through your hips, your abs, solar plexus, each and every breath releasing, letting go, becoming more and more comfortable, more and more calm with every breath. Because the deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. The more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. And this sensation of relaxation with the soothing color of comfort now, sometimes moving up in a warm and nurturing way through your chest and into your shoulders, that feeling of comfort relaxing you and soothing you. In your muscles in front and back, just letting go, kind of like as though healing hands are being placed on your shoulders and helping you to let all those burdens simply melt away. This warmth, this soothing feeling of comfort in you, release and relax and let go with every breath. And down through your upper arms, the lower arms, hands and fingers, as you release, letting any remaining negatives just move right out to the ends of your fingertips and perhaps give them a flip, letting them go into the universe where they can no longer harm you or anyone else. And this soothing feeling of comfort begins to swirl all around now as though wrapping you in a beautiful cocoon of comfort, feeling safe, feeling supported, feeling loved, feeling secure. And the relaxation sensation moves across your upper back, down through your middle back, right on down into the lower back, each breath releasing as you let go into a deeper, deeper comfort. Breathing in the positives, breathing out the negatives. Each breath continues to to work for you, remembering that you can give yourself this gift of this time and place. Breathing in the positives, breathing out the negatives. Breathing in the positives to the mind and the relaxation comfortably to the body. Breathing out the negatives of the mind and the tension stress from the body. For your very own breath is connected to that association now, to a positive flow. And with each breath, more and more relaxation, more and more comfort, and your feeling of comfort, your cocoon of comfort perhaps, swirls all around you as a comfortable cushion of loving energy. And allowing that sort of comfortable cocoon cushion around you to be that energetic way of shielding you from negative thoughts from yourself or others. And that yet all the love and positive comes through that cushion of energy that's loving and positive, cocooning you, comforting you, supporting you. And from the lower back area now, we send this relaxation all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. Because in a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0. And with each count, you are going to relax even more deeply, giving yourself that gift. And so from the back of your neck, up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, your facial muscles, all relaxing. Let it go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relax. And in this stillness, in this quiet calm, the soothing comfort all around in your cocoon of loving energy, find yourself drifting deeper down into the very center of yourself, that deepest center of you, where it is so serene and comforting all around you, all within you. And that something within that knows begins to stir way down deep inside in that center core of you, a wisdom for you that wants to come forward with a message for today, some sort of special message that is what you've been needing and wanting. Even now, in that cocoon of comfort, all cozy and warm, something more is on its way for you. And as you open to allow it, you're opening to allow a gift from within. Everything softens from within and from without. And opening up to receive and allow is softening all the edges, smoothing them out, and a deeper, relaxed comfort begins to occur. And now it's just simply about being. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear, notice what you notice while you're in this cocoon of comfort. Tuning in with your heart to hear that you are lovable and loving, that your mind, body, spirit are working together harmoniously, and that your immune system is doing its just right work for you, what's just right for your body and mind. And then there's this extra special message coming from that something within that knows you very, very well and loves you. And just as you're so comfortably deeply squared away in your cocoon, that loving energy all around helps to bring it forth. Be in this energy, feeling relaxed, feeling calm. Feeling loved. And just as you're so comfortably, deeply squared away in your cocoon, that loving energy all around helps to bring forth that extra special message that's coming from that something within that knows you. And whether it comes in a few moments from now or later, it will come. It might even pop into your conscious outer awake life like a surprise or show up in a dream somewhere. But it will come. That special message from that deep inner wisdom within you. Because when you listen from your heart, you'll hear in your mind what that something within wants you to know. And just knowing that that's already in place. And with that, just allowing for it without any more thought about it, because it's already ongoing now. Let's begin to take yourself next to the top of your symbolic staircase. And right there at the staircase, let's bring forward along with you there an image that stands for the most excellent, the best self, you. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. See what you see. Hear what you hear. Notice what you notice. That image, that feeling that stands for the most excellent, the best self, you. So you're standing right along with your best self-image. No judging. And just naturally, freely, it just pops up. That best self, that image of the self you'd most like to be. And you can visualize and imagine it. And let this image or feeling of the best self takes some shape and form. Welcome it and allow it without any edits. Just let it come and be all that it is. You got this. Just kind of notice how it looks, how it moves. What's it like? The posture of the best self image. How the voice sounds, how the image is dressed, and just really getting a hold of those essential characteristics of this most, well, the best self that you'd most like to be. And notice its energy. What's the attitude of this best self image? How do you imagine this best self image feels? Feels about going out into the world. And as you continue to know a little bit more, really key into what's that one sort of quality that this best self-image has that makes it your best self-image. Notice what you appreciate about this image. I'm just going to give you a few moments to do that. Now, let's imagine that you're ready, that you could step right into this best self image. Let's do that. Okay. Step into the best self image. How does that feel? Just kind of notice. Now that you're within the best self image, and that means you're looking through the best self image eyes into the world, is that comfortable? Is it a boosted confidence? Okay. Now we're going to strengthen this idea that you just stepped in, and you just stepped into your best self image. Every step down the staircase is reinforcing this idea. With the left foot first. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper. Now negatives have dissipated, disintegrated. You've stepped into the best self-image. Now, for a moment, let's step out again. We strengthened it, stepping into it. Now let's step out. What do you notice? Is there much difference between you now and the best self-image? Maybe you're pretty close in how you view each other. What if now we could take the best self-image and let it come deep within you? Would you be willing to let that best self-image of you come right inside of you and fuel you in the most positive way? Allow that to happen. Let the best self-image now step into you. Be at one. Within you now. And so now you can go forward, allowing all those qualities, those attributes of your best self-image to come within, spreading all around throughout your entire body, radiating outward and filling your whole body and the mind space all around you. It's as though from the outside to the inside, the inside to the outside now, now you know this best self-image. You stepped into it, you walked within it, you've now brought it within you. This is you from the outside to the inside, and it's more able to discern now and make interesting discernments about things like what's real, what's not, what's a negative self-talk, what's a positive self-talk. And more often, more of the time, this best self-image, you, is connecting to the positive self-talk, then knowing that you're in charge of your mind, your body, your life, and thereby your future. For you're living the positive present, which creates the positive future forward. And that means now, as the best self-image, you are experiencing courage, confidence, that kind of confidence where you allow yourself to enjoy the beauty in the world. You believe in your immune system working for you, doing exactly what it's supposed to do for your best effect in life. You're following what's required of you, and you're feeling confident because you're focusing positively. And you're feeling like the moment any naked, negatively niggly comes up, you're just going, you know what? This is going to move right out even though I feel it. It's just, it's not going to hurt me. In fact, it's gone right now because so what? I like it. Because right away you turn a negative into a positive, You get into this way of being so known to you as your own inner wisdom is supporting you deeply, completely, thoroughly. It becomes more known that you believe in it. And then with that belief in it, you positively expect it and you connect and have the self-demand for it. As you get out and about and you fortify now as we have been, you are fortifying your positive confidence from within. You're focusing more positively, creating the positive way. Your best self-image is going forward in the positive way where only positive future forward exists. Because of your mind thought, which creates the best feelings, which creates the best responses and actions for you to take. Your inner wisdom is connected to you, and it grows deeper and deeper and stronger within you. And you begin to have a strong relationship with it, for it, and being connected to it. And the better it gets, the better it gets. And it just goes on and on and on in a beautiful cycle of progress that grows, evolves, and endures. And so, positive focusing now creates these positive results. That's how your mind, body respond. And at zero, we reinforce it all. And now, we're going to go ahead and bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious and awake life now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release as you relax even more, and let that sense of, though the images may fade, the strength of them stays with you, too. Realizing the best image self is you, the good, the positive, and the true. Take from this experience, three, having a sense of where you are in the room you're in, a very good feeling, a serene, comfortable feeling, more excited to go forward now. Four, more alert and awake. More alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake and alert. Say your first name out loud if you need to. I'm going to invite you to come back to this periodically to strengthen yourself. We can do this. We do have an inner resilience and a strength and a wisdom within. Let's tap into that. All right. That was so lovely. I'm excited for what that's going to bring into our lives. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up the show now and send you all a big hug and a blessing. I did not do an energy clearing poll this week because I was busy, but I will be doing an energy clearing, and I will put that up later this morning, and then you can give me permission if you so choose. And big blessings. I'm so proud of all of you. You really are doing the best that you can, and let's move forward. Let's all have clarity and confidence and move forward. Okay, big hugs. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.